From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. A new police group is working to gang up on the gangs in Miami-Dade County. The North End Shooting Task Force was created a few months ago in response to a significant uptick in shootings in the northern part of the county. David Ovalle covers crime for the Miami Herald. He says the group draws from a large mix of people.
They're drawing in detectives from the robbery unit, from the sexual battery unit, from the neighborhood resource units. People that know the streets can hopefully get to some of the witnesses and convince them to talk.
Law enforcement officers say getting witnesses to cooperate is crucial to building strong criminal cases, and that's where the task force comes in. Drawing from different skill sets, task force officials say they hope to make that job easier. And so far, they say it seems to be working, which means the police might keep the task force around permanently. In the last 3 months of 2013, there were 69 shootings, including 15 murders in the northern part of Miami-Dade County. Well, for the sixth day in a row, red warning flags are flying at many South Florida beaches. A rip current advisory has been extended yet again for our region. The National Weather Service extended the advisory through this evening for Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties because of windy weather conditions. A spokesman for Miami Beach Ocean Rescue says at least 43 people had to be rescued in the last 2 days alone because of rip currents. 24 rescues have been made along Fort Lauderdale beaches since Friday. Red flags along beaches generally warn swimmers about rough conditions and rip currents, and rescue crews are asking beachgoers to please heed those warnings. Ocean conditions are expected to improve by the weekend. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Leary